Well, this is where we need to look at the passage, you know, carefully, the whole chapter, the context, because of the fact that the context is they questioned his parentage because Jesus was conceived in that initial year when Jesus was not supposed to be conceived. You know, this is like this is going back to that traditional Jewish custom where they would get engaged, they would be considered married, but for the first year, they were not supposed to be like intimate during that first year.
Okay.
And so for Jesus to be conceived in that first year, that was like a big no-no, according to tradition.
Oh, okay, okay.
And so, you know, Jesus, he didn't deny because he wasn't born like everybody else. His birth was unique. It's why he didn't deny it. He was born of the Holy Spirit. You know, he was also may be referenced to the fact that his first year and more were actually spent in Egypt when Herod was after him, you know, after his life, fulfilling that scripture in Matthew 2, verses 14 and 15. Mm-hmm. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled the Lord, what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son. Mm-hmm. So we see here how the Pharisees could easily mistake him to be a Samaritan because Samaritans were considered, you know, half-breeds, I guess, by Jewish standards.
Is that like an insult? Like, you Samaritan?
Yeah, actually it was. Back then, would have been. It would have been an insult. He wasn't a Gentile, meaning born out of Israel, outside of Israel, no Jewish parents. Mm. But being considered half-Jewish, it's actually accurate because Mary was his mother. But God the Father, you know, he impressed upon Mary through the power of the Holy Spirit to have Jesus conceived in her. So really he kind of is like half and half, you know, so in that sense it's kind of true.